welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs podcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly movie review that takes place during the midnight showing of new movie releases. And now your hosts, AJ and Martin.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Midnight Movie Maniacs. This week, I've replaced Martin and Richard with a sexier man named James. How you doing, James?
I'm all right. How are you, AJ?
I'm good. I'm just so glad to be here with you.
You're glad to be here with
me. I love you. Yeah, I know. So tonight we're seeing The Family. Expectation?
So far from what I've seen the trailers and whatnot, it looks like it's going to be funny. I mean, it's De Niro playing a mobster again, but I mean, it does look like it'll be funny because it's supposed to be his whole family in on it, and all his family looks like a bunch of thugs.
Some of the trailers made it look like The Bronx Tale a little bit. Like just his character or something, you know, just reminded me of The Bronx Tale.
Yeah, quite a bit. There's a few parts of it where he's like, yeah, okay, a little bit of throwback to other movie.
Right. Yeah, looks funny. I'm excited to see it. We're here with Sean. Hi, Sean.
What's up?
What do you think of tonight?
It sounds good. Diana Agron, fine. Yum.
That's all I had to say. Sean's our new Anthony.
Word of the day.
Word of the day is toast. All right, so yeah, we'll go ahead and watch the movie, and we'll come back afterwards and let you know how we feel. All right, here we are at the end of the movie. What'd you think?
That movie was awesome. Like that movie was hilarious. That was great.
Word of the day?
Fuck.
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 It can mean anything, no matter however you say it. It's a whole human language in just one word. Fuck.
I like how the entire soundtrack was the Gorillaz.
That's what I like about it.
It was, huh?
Yeah.
I was wondering, like, I knew Clint Eastwood, but, like, all the rest of them, like, they are.
They're listening to the Gorillaz right now.
I haven't heard this one. But, yeah, this whole soundtrack is fucking... You don't have to buy the soundtrack. Just buy the Gorillaz albums.
Right.
There you go.
I have them. What'd you think, Sean?
I didn't even know what to look for
Sean's
film. It was amazing.
I love The Goodfellas.
Yes. Well, of course, dude. It's fucking produced by Martin Scorsese, so, I mean, gotta throw something in there. But, yeah.
The pacing in the film was amazing. Just amazing.
The only problem I had is I couldn't tell the time period.
Yeah, it was kind of rough. Like,
you can't tell if it's, like, the 90s or if it's present or...
Yeah, it's... It is kind of hard, because they don't really, there's, like, the clothing style, because, I mean, of course, you're over in France, so the clothing style is always going to be different than us, so it's like...
The newspaper said 87, but they had cell phones, the computers, but the computers were older, so...
The newspaper said 87?
Like,
yeah.
Like mid-90s. Because it looked like when the movie started, they were early 80s. I mean, when they were doing the flashbacks, it was early 80s. And then it went to, like, an early 90s. Because if you look at the television, you know, it's like the big screen television that
right.
You know, it looked like mid-90s because they had the flip phone.
Right, that's what's throwing me off, like...
Yeah, because I mean, because think about, like, the computer they had in the police station.
Mm-hmm.
That was more of, well, that was about a mid-90s...
That was XP.
Yeah, that was a mid-90s type...
Huh.
But yeah, they don't really actually give you, like, what time period it is.
And everybody in that town was ugly.
Dude.
And all the guys had the same collection of zits.
Yeah, dude. And, the adults they look goofy is what they did. Like, they just look weird. Like, that's what people in, like, France look like. I ain't going to France. That's
Normandy.
Normandy.
French people are supposed to be beautiful, but evidently, groundwater causes genetic anomalies.
Right.
Yeah. Why did we help invade Normandy? I don't understand. Like, if that's what we're saving. Like,
groundwater.
Yeah.
Groundwater makes the sperm swim slower.
So, in order for us to help a country, they need to send over pictures of their women.
Yeah.
Because the women are ugly.
None of them were fucking cute. Like,
no. But yeah, so awesome movie. I thought it was funny. Confused on the time period, but I love all the references and everything. And that dog was awesome.
Oh, dude, the dog was hilarious. The dog watching him do all this stuff, like really, like we're doing this.
And I think the big surprise that got me was the motorcycle scene. Like, just how he
drove. Oh, yeah. Like, I was wondering, like, first we got when he parked and just pulled the motorcycle out. I'm like, What are you doing? And all you turn around and the guy's fucking skull dragging him through the fucking street. Like, oh shit.
With one shoe.
Yeah.
So, alright, there you have it. We all love the movie. Thanks for tuning in. Talk to you guys later.